Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. Want to welcome you to a wonderful Wednesday. And we are so excited to be here on this wonderful Wednesday with two special guests. We want to welcome this morning Ms. Beth Trammell with the Duval County Public Schools and Ms. Melissa Hong. Good morning, ladies.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
Thank you for having us.
Well, we are very excited to have you both on today's Blog Talk Radio. And the purpose of our show today, around the nation, everyone is gearing up to celebrate MEDWEEK, which stands for Minority Enterprise Development Week. Now, you're going to learn a little bit more about what that is all about. But first, we want to start with our first guest, which is Ms. Beth Trammell. And I'm going to just tell you a little bit about her. And she's going to tell us a little bit about herself, the organization she's with, and help us understand a little bit more about MEDWEEK. So Beth was born in Miami and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. She's got a bachelor's degree in business administration from the University of North Florida, and her master's degree in business administration from the University of Phoenix. Now, as mentioned before, Beth is currently employed with the Duval County Public Schools as supervisor of the Minority Business Affairs Office. So in this role, she assists minority business enterprise owners with doing business with the Duval County Public School System. But she also works with other private and public organizations, one of them being the First Coast Business Alliance, of which she's chair. She also works with the North Florida Procurement Association, the Florida Minority Supply and Diversity Council, and a few others. And needless to say, Beth is very active in our community. And as we mentioned before, she's currently serving as president of the First Coast Business Alliance. On a personal note, Beth has two sons, believe it or not, a 22-year-old and a 50-year-old. She enjoys cooking in her spare time, spending time with family and friends, serving in her community church, listening to music, and reading. So, Beth, that's a little bit about you, but there might be some other things that I may not have mentioned as I read your brief bio. Is there any other background information you'd like to share about yourself? Tell us about that, and then tell us a little bit more about the First Coast Business Alliance and what it does.
Okay, well, thank you. Good morning again. One of the things I wanted to point out a change with regards to our office. It used to be the Minority Business Affairs Office. It's now called the Office of Economic Opportunity. And I've had the pleasure to serve as the supervisor of the Office of Economic Opportunity for the last 8 years or so. And I love what I do. I'm here to help smaller minority businesses get an understanding of how to do business with the school board, but more importantly, how to create opportunities and let them know of opportunities that are available with the school board. And one of the things that I wanted to stress is that we are currently actively looking for African-American companies and Hispanic-American companies in construction-related services to help us. We're looking for you. If you're out there, please contact me. We'd like to get you engaged and like you to understand the opportunities that are available with the school board. In addition to the information that, Jackie, you shared, I recently became a board member of Jacksonville Sister Cities, which is an organization that looks at partnering with cities with all over, with countries from all over the world. So I'm excited about that too. Just passionate about helping smaller minority businesses and helping companies thrive and be successful, because I understand the impact, the economic impact, and also the impact on the community. So I love what I do, and I am just blessed to be able to serve in that capacity. With regards to the First Coast Business Alliance, I've been a part of the organization for the last 15 or 16 years, and just love to see us celebrating what our local minority businesses and small businesses are doing here on the First Coast. I've been the president for the last, 2 years at this time, but just an awesome organization. We try to keep people informed about activities, about opportunities, try to give them information to help them be more successful in their endeavors, in their endeavors with doing business, not just governmental agencies, but with commercial and private industries as well. So First Coast Business Alliance has been sponsoring the local celebration for over 20 years, and just all comprised of people from all over the community, both profit, nonprofit agencies, private companies as well, just to help celebrate the impact and the impact and what our smaller minority businesses contribute to our community. So that's what we do through the First Coast Business Alliance, and it is our pleasure and honor to be hosting this year's MedWeek event as well.
Well, thank you, Beth. Sounds like, again, a formidable influence and impact out in our community. Thank you for what you and the organization does. Now, I'm sure our listening audience out there, some of them may have heard of MedWeek before. Others may be a little curious as to what this is all about. Can you take a moment and just share a little bit more about what MedWeek is and what's going to be happening here locally?
Sure. Actually, MedWeek was started when Ronald Reagan was in office, and he signed a proclamation to acknowledge and to recognize the again the minority enterprises that are doing business in our throughout the country, and the tremendous contributions that those businesses have towards the economic development of our community and our nation. So this is not, as you stated before, this is not just a local celebration. This is a national celebration. So we have people, organizations that will be celebrating through September, October, but it's a nationally recognized celebration. So we just want to show people that we see what you're doing, and we want to encourage you to continue to fight the good fight, be profitable. We get it. We understand the economic impact, and President Reagan did too, and we just want to celebrate that. That's the whole purpose of MedWeek celebration. With regards to local activities here on the First Coast, we are celebrating the week of September the 14th through the 18th, where we have two events planned, the first being the Youth Entrepreneur Summit, which will be on September the 15th. And that is where we have the awesome opportunity to bring young students, our high school students, together to teach them about the spirit of entrepreneurship and how to work together as a team and networking and team building. It is a day of activities where we and the students leave reinvigorated, recharged, and we just try to inspire them to see that, you know, they have an entrepreneur in them. We just give them direction on how to channel it and how to be successful in doing so. It's a lot of fun. The second event is our luncheon, which will be on September the 17th, which will be held at UNF. And we have our guest speaker this year is Dr. Carlton Lamar Robinson. He's with the Jacksonville Chamber. He's the senior director of senior director of Entrepreneurial Growth Division with Jacksonville Chamber. And he will be sharing information with our small and minority businesses regarding this year's theme, which is Emerging Markets and Industries, Blueprints for Success. So we're excited to hear the nuggets that he's going to share with us at the luncheon. So those are the two events that we will be having this year in celebration of Med Week locally on the First Coast Business for First Coast.
Well, great. Well, sounds like two great events, one specifically focusing on our business community and one focusing on our youth as well. So thank you again for doing that. In terms of the types of individuals or companies that can participate with the event on September 17th, the luncheon, is that open to all small businesses or is it limited in any way?
Well, the only limitation is the seating. We have, it's open to anyone. We are preparing for 100, 150 people to participate. But if you're a small business or minority business, you just started, you're thinking about starting, we encourage you to come out. The information that will be shared will help everyone. So it's open to anyone who's currently in business or anyone who is aspiring to be a business owner. You will receive helpful information to help you be successful in your endeavor. So it is open to anyone.
Well, great. Well, we hope that all those listening out there will mark that date on your calendar, September 17th. And what is that time again, Beth, that they'll be gathering?
11 o'clock. Yes. Registration starts at 11. The doors open at 11:30. And it's usually between 11:30 and 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Well, we definitely hope to see all our business owners there. And Beth also mentioned one other activity, September 15th. And even though that is just for youth, the YES Summit, it reminds me of the fact that NABWIC also is very devoted to helping youth. And what we're going to do right now before we bring our next guest on, Ms. Melissa Hong, we're just going to go to a short commercial break, have you listen to a little bit more about NABWIC and some of the other things that we do in the community. So we'll be right back after this commercial.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Well, thank you very much. We are back, and I want to thank again Beth for providing us with some wonderful information regarding the history of MedWeek and the activities that are going to be here locally. And we know that MedWeek would not be a success without people supporting it. So we want to introduce you to a big supporter and sponsor, one of them, of MedWeek this year, and that is Ms. Melissa Hong. Now, Melissa is a founder, president, and CEO of Visual Solutions. She's been in that role for the last 20 years. She has over 33 years of IT experience, and she brings a proven track record of providing the best fit 3T solutions, that is talent, technology, and training. Now, Melissa is no stranger to the First Coast Business Alliance either, serving as a board member, but she has a Bachelor's of Science and Engineering degree in Computer and Information Engineering Sciences from the University of Florida. And from the Project Management Institute, she's a certified project management professional. She's been that for 14 years. So in addition to her serving on the board for the First Coast Business Alliance, Melissa is also actively involved in her community as well. She's been recognized with numerous awards, including but not limited to the Small Business Center Leader of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year finalist, and the Blue Chip Award from Florida Blue, formerly known as Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. So, Melissa, I want to welcome you again, too. So, hi again.
Well, thank you, Jackie, for the opportunity. Well, you know, some people ask me the similar question is, why did I start the company? Well, one of the things I started is because my passion to serve and help people. You know, although the paper says that I've been on this role for 20 years and I'm the owner of VSI, but in reality is that the company is owned by my God, and I'm just merely a manager of VSI. With this guidance, I'm able to serve our clients, staff, and partners nationwide for the last 20 years. And we are headquartered here, but we serve nationwide. We have local, commercial, as well as federal government agent contracts. So God has provided a lot of things for me. And earlier you mentioned that because I'm a very big supporter of First Coast Business Alliance, I'm a big supporter for a lot of organizations. So one of the things, before that, it's also mentioned about Beth have kids. I have three. I have three boys. Sometimes okay. I think my husband is a kid as well, but he's just young at heart, I guess. But with the last 20 years, I served a lot of different boards. But for MedWeek, for the First Coast Business Alliance, this is my second or third round, Beth, you remember?
Yes.
I started about 2000,
third, I believe.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And First Coast Business Alliance is a great organization, and I encourage everyone to participate in that organization.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Tell us why you decided to become a sponsor, though. I know it's one thing to serve as a board member, recognizing that key things like this in our community do need support, they do need sponsorship, but why did you become a sponsor?
Well, in every organization, especially when it's nonprofit and all run by volunteers, all those organizations need help, and not just a volunteer, but volunteering, but also in a monetary and a dollar amount to help them, to support them, giving them funds to pay for the supplies, pay for the things that the venues for, holding up these events. So I encourage everyone to participate. But why FCBA? Well, I started in 2003, and I served on the board as well as helping them develop applications to support the business matchmaking events and the web and all those things. I just want to help the organizations such as FCBA because I believe in the leadership. I think Beth is an awesome person, and Nadine and Yutande and Annette and Maurice, Marissa and Jackie,
those people are the one who makes this organization. And in addition to the leadership, it requires the community to help out, to be involved with a monetary, with their time, with their support to make this organization to help and foster their missions and visions of the organization.
Well, great. Well, listen, we may have some listeners out there who may want to ask questions, and if so, we'll kind of watch to see if there are any questions. But you're intimately involved with the planning of MedWeek and sponsoring it. Is there any other thing that are there any other things that the community, our business owners, our volunteers can get involved with to help out during this prominent celebration?
Yes, actually there is. We are looking for judges for our Youth Entrepreneur Summit, the event that will take place on September the 15th. We're looking for small business owners, minority business owners, to come out and take a look at what the kids are doing. And one of the activities that the kids will do on that day is create a product. We use stuff, recyclable items and all these things that we accumulate for the purpose of this event, where they can design. They work with teams to design products, and they have to do a commercial. They have to identify who their customer is. They have to come up with a budget. It's a lot of fun. It's amazing to see some of the things that they design with little, you know, with paper towel rolls and all these other little things. But it's just we are looking for judges to come out and help us judge those products, and we do also give prizes to the winners. We have the first, second, and third place prizes. So in addition to judges, we're also looking for little things that we can give in the prize bag. If you have a mug, or if you have any trinket that you can donate, or prize that you can donate to the winners of the contest on that day, would be greatly appreciated too. It's an opportunity for you to market your company as well, because you have other teachers and adults and other companies that will be there at the event that will also be able to talk to you, and so you'll be able to market your company. And also, you know, just an awesome, as I said before, you will leave just energized and recharged. These kids are amazing. So we are looking for judges, and if you're interested in judging, Jackie, is it okay? I've just given my number. They can give me a call. Is that okay?
Oh, please do. Please do.
Okay. So if you're interested in judging or making a contribution for the prizes, please give me a call. I can be reached at area code 904-858-4860. Again, that number is 904-858-4860.
Okay. And Beth, also, if people are wanting more information about the volunteers or about the luncheon or any other activities of the First Coast Business Alliance, do you all have a website or any other contact info you'd like to provide?
Melissa,
yes, we do.
I'll let Melissa speak on that.
There's a website. It's called fcbainc.com. And on the website right now, you know, with sponsorship, you can actually register your if you want to contribute to the organization. The sponsorship form is out, the package, and it kind of addresses the cost. And it's not very much, so we really encourage all small business and large business to help out. You can actually register on the site, and you don't process your sponsorship on the site at the moment, because a lot of the big organization requires invoicing. So we went ahead and just allowed you to have a form that you can fill out and identify what sponsorship package you want to sponsor in. And as well as members, if you want to register and become a member of the organization, there's no cost associated with it. And you can also, in there, when you join as a member, you can identify exactly what you like to help in, which part, so you can identify that. And if you have, like Beth said, let's say you call and you didn't get a chance to get a hold of her, you can also put her in contact. On the contact page, you can put your information in and type in what you want to help out, and if it's judging or if it's you want to donate products for the ES Summit, you can do all that on the website currently.
So it sounds like volunteerism and sponsorship made easy. So, again, just visit that website, fcbainc.com, and if you have questions and want to contact someone directly, Beth provided a number, which is 858-4860. So I want to thank you, ladies, once again. Now, recognizing that African Americans in this country have always been, the backbone of providing either labor or, you know, later on the entrepreneurial innovation to help build our country, it's notable that, as you mentioned earlier, Beth, you know, the president themselves have put out a proclamation in support of MedWeek. They believe that the continued growth and success of minority enterprises is essential to our economic recovery and to our country's success. So this is very, very key, and once again, I want to applaud you ladies and the organizations for the years of support of MedWeek and what you're doing this year to keep that spirit alive, and the fact that we'll be recognizing businesses and celebrating businesses during the month of September. Now, you mentioned that one of your speakers was going to be Dr. Carlson Robinson, who's with the Chamber's Entrepreneurial Division. But what other things will you have? Will there be networking? Are you got anybody coming from any of the political offices? What other things can a small business expect when they're attending this particular luncheon?
Well, actually, there will be great networking opportunities. You'll be able to network with other smaller minority businesses, and we also have a representative from the mayor's office. Mayor Curry is sending a representative to the luncheon as well. So, again, it's an opportunity to learn new things, to empower you, to meet new people, and to just get you re-energized and recharged to go out and continue to be successful. So I think anyone who is interested in meeting people and learning new things and being re-empowered need to attend. The luncheon is, you know, we would love to say it was free, but there is a small fee to attend the luncheon. It's $30. So we hope that, you know, but it will be $30 well spent because, again, you'll receive a lot of information that will help you, and you'll have the opportunity to meet with some of our local government officials and also our governmental agencies. We'll have people who will be able to tell you about opportunities available with the port, with the Aviation Authority, with the City of Jacksonville, with the school board. So, again, it's a great opportunity to network, to learn, and to be re-empowered.
Wow, that sounds like an exciting luncheon, and I definitely don't want to miss it. And I know we're coming up, seems like this 30 minutes has just flown by. We're coming up into our last few minutes. Is there any last things that you'd like to share or leave with our audience before we end the interview with you ladies?
Well, I would just first off like to say thank you for the opportunity to be on the air and to promote this amazing celebration. We do what we do. As Melissa has stated, she's passionate about it. She's a server, so am I. So we are here to serve our community, and this is one of the areas in which we're able to do that. So we just thank you for the opportunity to be on the air, to be able to tell our community about this event and to encourage them to come out and to support it. So I just want to say thank you for that opportunity.
Well, again, thank you all for everything that you do. Thank you, Beth, for being our guest this morning. Thank you, Melissa, for being our guest, for serving in the capacity that a MedWeek sponsor. So we're going to be following up, and we're looking forward to hearing some of the great things that are happening post-conference. But once again, please check them out on the website, fcbainc.com or contact them at 858-4860. Once again, ladies, thank you so very much.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.